This is Diana Lenska. Let there be light. Light. What did our Savior say in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12? Jesus Yahusha said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Light. What is light? Our Creator is light. The Savior is light. Light. This pattern that I'm going to be going over with everyone now is from January 14th, 2003. It deals with the nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields from monitors. And you may be wondering why I brought up that scripture verse pertaining to this pattern. That's what we're going to be discussing, and that's what we'll be discovering right now as we go through this pattern. Because the weapons that are being used against the children of the earth are frequency weapons, pulsating light. And we're being hit from every direction imaginable. Now this patent number US6506148B2 from 2003, it is a 21-page patent that I will make the PDF available to anyone who contacts me. I will have areas highlighted. And when you get this patent, I would say read over those highlighted portions first to get a general understanding of what this patent is covering. Then go back into it and read all the other details around it. So what I'm doing here is going to make it as easy to understand as possible. And you are also going to want to follow up with my other videos on frequency, 5G, to get a full understanding. And all the documents that I also attach with those other videos to make you understand what the real world war is against us right now. It's not what we've been told. It's not what most people are thinking, nor what they believed. And going into this pattern, it will give you a little more of a grasp of just how serious the weapons of the evil one and the prince of the power of the air truly are. First, I'm going to scroll down a bit here to the abstract and just read this to you. Physiological effects have been observed in a human subject in response to stimulation of the skin with weak electromagnetic fields that are pulsed with certain frequencies near half a hertz or 2.4 hertz, such as to excite a sensory resonance. Many computer monitors and TV tubes, when displaying pulsed images, emit pulsed electromagnetic fields of sufficient amplitudes to cause such excitation. It is therefore possible to manipulate the nervous system of a subject by pulsing images displayed on a nearby computer monitor or TV set. For the latter, the image pulsing may be embedded in the program material, or it may be overlaid by modulating a video stream, either as an RF radio frequency signal or as a video signal. The image displayed on a computer monitor may be pulsed effectively by a simple computer program. For certain monitors, pulsed electromagnetic fields capable of exciting sensory resonances in nearby subjects may be generated even as the displayed images are pulsed with subliminal intensity. This patent is from 2003. Our internet had Windows 95 and 98. Most people, the largest TV screens they had at this time were probably 30 inches. There were a few maybe getting some of those larger plasma screens. But you got to remember what the information, as you go through this patent and you understand what was being done, the test being done, experimenting with how these pulsating frequencies were being used in your computer monitor, in your television, and what effects they can have upon you. Think about what we have now with the smart TVs, with the computer systems and the frequencies they're functioning at now. And just think of what's being done. Now, everything I'm reading is based on 2003 understanding and technology at that level. Now, there are diagrams here. The diagrams show you how, at that time, most people had VCRs. You have your computer monitor, the various other devices that might be attached to it. And these diagrams are explained in detail throughout the patent, so it will give you a deeper understanding. But right now, I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. But understand that all these diagrams, what they're showing you here, and then how with the TV to an antenna, how everything works with using these pulsating frequencies and what effect they have upon a human subject. So you'll be able to go through, review all these diagrams, and the diagrams, the figure numbers, correlate to that number within the patent information. So we're going through all the diagrams right now. Again, 2003 patent and what they were already doing to people. Now, we're on page 11 of this 21-page patent. Nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields from monitors. The invention relates to the stimulation of the human nervous system by an electromagnetic field applied externally to the body. And this goes into the details of the neurological effects that all of these monitors and our devices have upon us. In the three electric stimulations that they give you the figures of within this patent, the stimulation methods, the external electric field is applied predominantly to the head so that electric currents are induced in the brain in the physical manner governed by electrodynamics. Such currents can be largely avoided by applying the field not to the head, but rather to skin areas away from the head. Okay, so you're understanding that so far, what this is all saying here. Okay. Now, certain cutaneous receptors may then be stimulated, and they would provide a signal input into the brain along the natural pathways of afferent nerves. It has been found that indeed physiological effects can be induced in this manner by very weak electric fields if they are pulsed with a frequency near half a hertz. Now, the cutaneous, which I just mentioned, it has to do with your skin. All right? With the surface of the skin. And this goes into all the details explaining this. Let me see. Okay, let's continue down here. Now, make sure here, we're going to start with this side right here where I'm going to be reading from and then going to the other side. The stimulation frequencies at which specific physiological effects occur depend somewhat on the autonomic nervous system state, and probably on the endocrine state as well. Weak magnetic fields that are pulsed with a sensory resonance frequency can induce the same physiological effects as pulsed electric fields. Unlike the latter, however, the magnetic fields penetrate biological tissue with nearly undiminished strength. Eddy currents in the tissue drive electric charges to the skin, where the charge distributions are subject to thermal smearing in much the same way as an electric field stimulation, so that the same physiological effects develop. Computer monitors and TV monitors can be made to emit weak, low-frequency electromagnetic fields merely by pulsing the intensity of displayed images. Experiments have shown that the half a hertz sensory resonance can be excited in this manner in a subject near the monitor. The 2.4 hertz sensory resonance can also be excited in this fashion. Hence, a TV monitor or computer monitor can be used to manipulate the nervous system of nearby people. Pulse variability can be introduced through software as well. Going back up to here, this side under 4. The program that causes a monitor to display a pulsing image may be run on a remote computer that is connected to the user computer by a link. The latter may partly belong to a network, which may be the internet. For a TV monitor, the image pulsing may be inherent in the video stream as it flows from the video source, or else the stream may be modulated such as to overlay the pulsing. In the first case, a live TV broadcast can be arranged to have the feature embedded simply by slightly pulsing the illumination of the scene that is being broadcast. This method can, of course, also be used in making movies and recording videotapes and DVDs. Videotapes can be edited, such as to overlay the pulsing by means of modulating hardware. A simple modulator is discussed wherein the luminous signal of composite video is pulsed without affecting the chroma signal. And the luminous signal has to do with the intensity of light emitted from a surface, where the chroma refers to color information in, let's say, a television picture. So it is the signal used in video systems to convey the color information. All right. Now, okay, and let's go go back to here, right here. Certain monitors can emit electromagnetic field pulses that excite a sensory resonance in a nearby subject through image pulses that are so weak as to be subliminal. This is unfortunate, since it opens a way for mischievous application of the invention, whereby people are exposed unknowingly to manipulation of their nervous systems for someone else's purposes. It is mentioned here in order to alert the public to the possibility of covert abuse that may occur while being online or while watching TV, a video, or a DVD. This is the extent of the evil, the weapons that are being used against us. This form of entertainment that everyone is hooked on through their, especially now through their devices, is a weapon being used to harm you, control you, connect to you, manipulate you through every means possible. Again, think of the scriptures referring to the prince of the power of the air. These are the weapons. He's turning the Heavenly Father's creation against us by taking light, frequency, energy, and weaponizing it against us and using entertainment. Entertainment. The internet, TV, our computers, the monitors. Now your devices that you are glued to in your hand 24/7. The damage that's being done to you and the manipulation and control. And you think you're buying, you are spending huge sums of money on this technology that is being used to destroy your mind, your soul, and your very life and health. Here, this is what it can also do. It can also control tremors and seizures by interfering with the pathological oscillatory activity or neural circuits that occur in these disorders. Electromagnetic fields with a pulse variability that results in a narrow spectrum of frequency around the frequency of the pathological oscillatory activity may then evoke nerve signals that cause phase shifts, which diminish or quench the oscillatory activity. And this just gets me angry reading this. I'm just going to go through the second part again. Electromagnetic fields with a pulse variability that results in a narrow spectrum of frequencies around the frequency of the pathological oscillatory activity may then evoke nerve signals that cause phase shifts, which diminish or quench the oscillatory activity. Watch my video on digital modes and phase shifts. This is all very important with the injections they already gave to people, where a Bluetooth signal is being picked up and there is actually texting messages being sent through these low frequency to people that were jabbed, that are being fed into the technology that has been installed into people. See, they started it with this, with your TVs, with movies, with these monitors. Now they're going to the devices and now they're injecting this evil inside of you. The mark of the beast technology, because this is what all of this is. All of it is. And if your pastor says it is not, if you're a churchgoer, he's a liar and he does not know the light nor the truth. The light of the world is the Savior. And start thinking of all of this between energy, frequency, light, and how it pertains to the Creator and to the Savior and what they are trying to do. Now, you'll be able to go through this pattern go into the details of these models and these experiments that they did back, 21 years ago. And remember, things go back much longer than that. There are so many patents, so many things that have been done for decades of how they've been experimenting on people and making huge profits off of it at the same time. Now they're ready to get your soul, your very soul. Now, with some of these other things which are being done, which has to do with pulsing light. The human eye is less sensitive to changes in hue than to changes in brightness. In composite video, this fact allows using a chrominance bandwidth that is smaller than the luminous bandwidth. But it also has the consequence that pulsing of the chrominance for fixed luminance allows larger pulse amplitudes while staying within the subliminal pulse regime. Pulsing frequency and light. There are frequencies you cannot see or sense. Some people are more sensitive than others. There is light that you cannot see, but they're using pulsating light energy is the weapons. Pay attention to what's up in the sky. You have your real stars, you have the sun, the luminaries that our Heavenly Father created, pulsating at the frequency that are beneficial to us, which they are disrupting with trying to block out the sun, all the other chemicals and harmful things and technologies they're injecting into the sky. There's also, from all my research that I've done these years and all the things I film, I believe there's several things being done. There's, of course, the real things still up there, the ones that are much closer to us that you can film pretty easily with a video camera, are, I believe, consisting of, let me see, what is the word I want to use? Where they're actually using some of the 5G technology to create screens in the sky, projections of things that are not real, which we all know. I mean, you've heard of blue beam and other things, but this is going into some other areas. And I believe that some of the other things that I filmed over the years, because they are morphing into different shapes and sizes and doing different things with the frequency, I've been wondering whether those possibly may be real and they may be the scriptural fallen watchers. If you don't understand what I'm meaning, do some research in that. Check the Book of Enoch and you'll understand what I mean. But I think we're having things that are being done, being illusions being created, frequencies being manipulated, objects in the sky being faked, and all incorporating these various frequencies as they're experimenting and fine-tuning all these weapons that they're using against us now. Now, in the interest of the public, we need to know the viewing distances at which a TV with subliminally pulsed images can cause excitation of sensory resonances. Now, when they did this research back in 2003, again, it was incorporating smaller TV screens and monitors. So when you go through this pattern, view the technology, the devices we have now, the smart televisions, all, even the earbuds, would never use earbuds, never use any new headsets today. All of these things are pulsating dangerous frequencies that you do not want to have near you at all, let alone being that close in the proximity of your ears and your head. It is a terrible, terrible thing what is being done to humanity. It is horrible what is being done to people. And the last thing I'm going to read to you on page 21 to make you understand, just from this one pattern. But you have to take this pattern and go through my other videos on frequency, on the 5G, and see, research, look at the patterns and documents, and understand how they're using this. They're keeping you so preoccupied with the TV on nuclear wars and temples being rebuilt in Jerusalem. We're the temple. We are the temple that the evil one wants to sit there in. Changing your DNA, turning you into something, a hybrid, something that our Heavenly Father never meant for you to be. They are throwing you off in one direction when the truth is this. The war is taking place already. The war has been happening. Now, theworldanddata.org has what? Nearly 72% now of the world's population marked. According to the CDC, the site, it's showing over 81%. And if that's correct, there's only 19% of the world's population that have not received the mark of the beast. What they're spraying in the air, what they're putting in the ground, what they're using with 5G, what they're using with the devices, what they're injecting into you. Their weapons being used at all different means. The food, the GMO, the technology being put in food, water, all is activated by pulsating frequency that you cannot see or hear. That's the weapon being used against us. That's the world war. That's what's taking place. Now this, again, think 2003 as they were creating these weapons. These weapons against us by using what we thought was entertainment. The television, the movies, the TV, the computer monitors, the internet. Oh yes, the wonderful things to help us all. Why they deceived us, deluded us, tricked us, and are using what seems to be such a pleasant thing just to watch an ordinary movie, even the Bible films and religious things that they're putting out there. All to trap you and take you down. The last page of this pattern, what they're doing is a method for manipulating the nervous system of a subject, you, the human subject. As you locate it near a monitor, the monitor emitting an electromagnetic field when displaying an image by virtue of the physical display process, the subject having a sensory resonance frequency, the method comprising creating a video signal for displaying an image on the monitor, the image having an intensity, modulating the video signal for pulsing the image intensity with a frequency in the range of 0.1 hertz to 15 hertz. Remember, that was back then, 2003, these frequency, the hertz, gigahertz are much higher now. And setting the pulse frequency to the resonance frequency. A computer program for manipulating the nervous system of a subject located near a monitor. The monitor emitting an electromagnetic field when displaying an image by virtue of the physical display process. The subject having, again, cutaneous nerves that fire spontaneously and have spiking patterns. The computer program comprising a display routine for displaying an image on the monitor, the image having an intensity. A pulse routine for pulsing the image intensity with a frequency in the range of 0.1 hertz to 15 hertz and a frequency routine that can be internally controlled by the subject for setting the frequency, whereby the emitted electromagnetic field is pulsed. The cutaneous nerves are exposed to the pulsed electromagnetic field, and the spiking patterns of the nerves acquire a frequency modulation. Because as you're controlling your channels and turning things on and off, and as you're getting nearer to a screen or more of a distance away, you're getting hit in various ways. Of course, it's best for you to be as far away from a device as possible, but now, with the way they got it in your hand now with these smartphones, and you're just glued to that dangerous, dangerous weapon. Which soon, the plan is, if our Heavenly Father and the Savior doesn't return yet, because according to Scripture, He will return before they destroy the world. They're destroying the world now. They're destroying His creation. They're destroying you. And unless those days are shortened, no flesh would be saved. Those who are yet unmarked. How many of us will remain in that day when He returns? How many of us? Because while we are receiving in our body from the air, from the food, from the water, many things that are harmful, it is the injections that are the mark of the beast. The other things are all harmful that we're ingesting. They are manipulated by frequency. And the plan is to ultimately try to get us all by turning an airborne vaccine. Will our Heavenly Father let it go that far? But He promises to protect His children. That no weapon formed against us who are His true children, who are His chosen, will prosper. It will not have the power against the true child of the Creator. One who calls on His name, who studies the Scriptures, who obeys His commandments, who has accepted the blood atonement of the Savior of the world. Most know Him by the name of Jesus Christ, even though that was not what He was known when He walked the earth, Yahushua HaMashiach, His Hebrew name. But most of us who have learned of Him through the Greek name that was used, unfortunately, in the Scriptures. But when He returns, all things will be restored. We will understand all things perfectly. Even so, come, Messiah Jesus Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So be it.